Greetings. Welcome to our podcast. Calliope Awards for 2012 were presented on Wednesday, April 25th. Now, you will hear a winner in the category of fiction as she reads from her work. First prize, Shannon Hanshin, No Better Than Strangers.
I'd like to start off by apologizing. I'll be leaving you off on a cliffhanger today. You'll have to read the magazine to find out what happens. This is my fictional short story, No Better Than Strangers. She was always there. You could set a clock by her. Not that people did. She didn't look the type to set time after. Her outfits of cascading tropical flowers and plants, which on any other person would attract attention, caused people to avert their eyes. More than once, her wrinkled smile sent a fellow into wanting to be anywhere else. She was the type of optimist that everyone avoided, and a morning person. No one else waiting for the 7:15 commuter bus was, Ethan least of all. He had seen her on several occasions. It wasn't hard to see her amidst the monotone whites, grays, and blacks of the greater corporate world. They were usually the two most colorful on the bus stop, not to mention the bus. While she sat in flowers and sunshine, Ethan wore darkness and spiked and styled his hair in every defying and rebelling color he could think of. Ethan was a student of the local art college, tech-savvy and unhappy. And why shouldn't he be? Happy was unrealistic. If you were happy, then there was something you obviously didn't know. Ethan was late to the bus one brisk autumn morning. He climbed up the high stairs with considerable effort. His breath was labored and nose running. The heat inside his body raced to his cheeks a feverish temper, and every gulp of air felt like fingernails scraping down the insides of his throat. Ethan clunked the change into the driver's stash and made his way to an unoccupied seat. The front was full, so he sat in the back. It was hard working against the puppet strings of his patterned behavior, but he would survive not having a window seat. Even so, he didn't have to pretend he was happy about it. She moved her floral, handcrafted, granny-sized purse into her lap so that he could sit down. He dropped his book bag between his legs, drew his arms turtle-like into his sweatshirt, and circled up the volume of his iPod. There were exactly 2 minutes and 37 seconds of metal-banging silence before she said, "Good morning." Ethan thought he had imagined her greeting, so he unintentionally ignored her. When she gave the greeting again, in the same pleasant and patient tone, Ethan intentionally ignored her. By the third time, Ethan could pretend no longer. "Morning." "Awfully cold outside, isn't it?" "A little." "You should bundle up some more, or you'll be liable to get a cold." "I'll keep that in mind, ma'am." She smiled pleasantly at Ethan, and he had half a mind not to make eye contact. She smelt of a bottomless perfume that sunk deep into Ethan's sinuses. He turned away and concentrated on the aisle of the bus, trying not to notice how the bright orange and yellows of her fluorescent outfit matched his hair. "You ride this bus often?" "Every day, ma'am." Ethan tried to remain curt, but failed. "Since I moved here." "Oh, how long?" "2 years last August." "I've been riding this bus every day for the past 5-6 years. Goodness, has it been that long?" "Yeah, I've seen you around." "So where are you going this morning?" "I attend LCAD." "Oh, I had a nephew attending there a few years back. Maybe you knew him." "I don't think so." "Michael, shy boy, brown hair, round face?" "Sorry, no." "Just as well. Dropped out, poor thing. Just didn't have the drive." I see. So what are you majoring in at Laketon?" "Not sure." "Ah," her eyes glazed over. "Well, I'm going to visit my daughter." Ethan nodded in mock interest, waiting for her to elaborate, but she didn't. So instead, they both watched as buildings anonymously passed them by. The bus stopped at an intersection when she dared to reach up. She took hold of the yellow cord that followed the length of the bus and pulled down. It followed her grasp with a soft dong of recognition. Her grip dragged the bus down to a stop. "Well, this is my stop," she said, as if he needed to be convinced. She rose and climbed around him. Just before she finally left him alone, she left him with one last absurd comment. "It was nice talking to you." Ethan didn't answer and didn't watch her go. He tried to pretend he wasn't listening to her anymore. It wasn't until she was well down the aisle when he realized that she had left her floral purse. Ethan wrapped the long braided handle loosely around his wrist and climbed to his feet. She was at the doorwell now. Ethan could have shouted out for her, but the words got caught up in his mouth. He saw the car swerve the corner before she even exited the doorwell. And that's where I'll be leaving it. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Calliope introduced a brand new category this year, the Foreign Languages Award. The winner is Kevin Mueller Cisneros for his poem, Cada vez que lloro es diferente. Each time I cry is different. Alicia Falzon, professor of Spanish at NOVA, presents the poem.
Good afternoon. My name is Alicia de la Torre Falzon, and I am faculty with the World Languages, and I teach Spanish. And today, this afternoon, I am going to be awarding the first foreign language award, and it is part of Calliope. So for me, it's a great honor to see work written in Spanish in our Calliope journal. Unfortunately, the student is not here, and what was interesting was that I actually presented, I showed my students in my Spanish class this morning, Calliope, and I read the poem in Spanish. And one of the students said to me, why is, it, well, I read it in Spanish and then I translated it. And he said, why is it so dark? It's just so fatalistic. And then I thought, well, because sometimes that's the way we think in Spanish because of our influences and our backgrounds. But also, now that I was looking at the journal, and I realized that the cover is also done by Mueller Cisneros, Kevin, and the title of it is Barabbas. So I am going to read the poem in Spanish, and it's on page 20. And it's, cada vez que lloro es diferente. Each time that I cry, it is different. Kevin Mueller Cisneros, that's the way we would say it in Spanish. Cada vez que lloro es diferente. Me miro entre la nada. Me miro hacia el espejo, pero el espejo no me mira de vuelta. El espejo volteado no me mira de vuelta. Busco la abstracción, la he perdido toda. Existen demasiadas palabras flotando como si pudieran, demasiados pensamientos persistentes, aferrados como si pudieran. La estupidez ataca de nuevo. Y esta vez no estaba preparado. Sonidos vibran en mi cabeza. Hay un niño llorando fuerte, pero nadie se altera por su sollozado voz. A nadie parece importarle. El niño está llorando y está solo. Ahora la bestia subió. La bestia ha tocado la puerta del niño, pero nadie contesta. Entonces la bestia abre la puerta y lo encuentra llorando. Ahora el niño se encuentra solo. A nadie parece, y aún a nadie parece importarle.
The Calliope Committee is grateful to so many people at NOVA Annandale, staff, faculty, and students for their generous support and creativity. Robert Brown of NOVA's Web Services and Digital Media served as technical editor of this podcast. NOVA, a great place to teach, a great place to learn. For Calliope, I'm Shirley Noon.